Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All right, now let's have a look at these players who are in trouble with their respective behaviour over the weekend. Jared Waria Hargraves, firstly, Hoops.
Yeah, he'll front the NRL judiciary on Tuesday night, and he's going to attempt to get off that charge so that he can play in what's going to be an absolute cracking game against the Bunnies at the SCG on Friday.
Can we just talk about that? So like, he's a big guy. What is he? Yeah. 6'4", comes in really hard. I suppose it's his responsibility. So when the ball carries running up, he's got to feel perfect that they're not going to hit me. They're going to hit me below the underarm. So he doesn't have to protect his head. And Jared's come in, and obviously he's fallen, and he's got him in.
I think he should get off. I don't think he should. It should be a charge.
Because he sort of hits him with the front of his chest, doesn't he?
He gets him forearm.
Forearm in the chest.
It was more sort of forearm in the head as well.
Oh, no, sorry. I was thinking of the...
Thinking of Kane Evans. Yeah. That was,
Kane,
that's awkward, isn't it? Because Kane Evans is, you're right, Kane Evans is like 6'5", right? He's a big bloke. And he knocked Blake Laurie from the Dragons out earlier in the year, same way. It's just an old-fashioned chest, good shot.
Yeah, like, mate, going to hit him, and then the bloke braces...
But he's so big now, he's so tall that the issue is he's getting blokes in the head, and that's go zone now.
It's incumbent upon him
to
not get blokes in the head.
Well, he can't just use the fact he's taller than everybody as the reason he's hitting them high. No, but I think they get taught to tackle lower. Well, they don't.
You're taught to tackle around the ball first these days rather than the old fashioned copybook.
Yeah. Well, in the old days, the highest you used to hit was just below the ball in the belly region.
Mate, like you tackle the sponsor.
Yeah.
All the time.
But I don't know what Jared Waria Hargraves could have done.
No. Well, Lindsay Collins contributed to it as well.
Of course, that's why it was so
sickening. He's a big bloke coming from the other angle.
But that was the split. If you look where the split is when he gets opened up, it's over the right eye, which is the side that Lindsay Collins clashes heads with him. Yeah. That's not because of Waria Hargraves. And then second to that, that's head hitting head was the concussion part of it. Mm. And then he smacked the back of his head when he hit the ground because he was slightly limp, maybe semi-concussed. His back of his head, which is the soft part of his head and the dangerous part, is what's hit the ground, which has caused the concussion the way it has. There's a lot of things that have gone into what happened to Liam Martin about
Liam
that.
Liam
Knight about that. Sorry, Liam Knight that. It's not really contributed to by Waria Hargraves.
It had been great theatre, Gordy. You must have loved it. Hargraves and Knight. It's like the old bull and the young bull. Yeah. And obviously Hargraves is the enforcer and the leader of the Roosters forward pack. And, you know, Sammy Burgess is a bit underdone. And Liam Knight, he's been superb over the last month.
I love that. I love Matty Bowen. Like, I love all the skillful guys in the game and the Benji Marshall flick pass. But to me, someone getting up to put their body on the line and wanting to be prepared to get knocked out. You know what I mean? Because old-fashioned. Because, like, when you go in that hard, there's a chance that you come out hurt. I love it.
Yeah.
That's the part of the game that I love.
All right, boys, should we move on to the next one? Sam Burgess, who is obviously going to miss a week.
For what?
He misses a week, which it's just ridiculous.
For what?
Well, for pulling the hair of Billy Smith.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Winger.
That's why I shaved my head.
Yeah.
So what? So if he tries it to me?
It's outrageous to think that, yes, Sam's got a decorated rap sheet when it comes to the judiciary, and that's the issue, but to think that one of the gladiators and one of the warriors of the game is missing week one of the finals
because of a trivial hair, right?
You're as off as off. I tell you why. Because
you were defending Hudson Young a minute ago. Now you're up Sam Burgess for pulling a bloke's hair.
Yeah, I tell you why.
How does that work?
Because I tell you why. Because the reason we have a judiciary system with loading is so all those minor offences where players were, if you go back to the history of the judiciary, players were getting away with these minor offences, but they're doing them every week. So the NRL came in with the idea of loading. So what happens is if you continue to offend for grade one careless high tackles, then eventually you're going to have enough loading and it's going to start costing you time. Poor old Adrian Morley, that's what cost him his NRL career because he kept necking blokes at the lower end of the scale, but he kept doing it that in the end the loading was so high because you've got to find something to discourage these guys. Now, if Sam Burgess goes into a game and he's already got so many priors against his name, then, mate, don't pull hair.
I get that, Paul, but the judiciary system, the judiciary system is one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Hoops.
It is so. It is so.
Hoops.
Explain to me how Marty Tapau, right? So a bloke gets taken off on a stretcher and Marty Tapau ends up with 1 week.
I agree.
Right?
I agree. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Viliami Kikau misses a couple of weeks for a minor
bump.
No, but
that's not your argument. Your argument is that the hair pull from Sam Burgess should not be enough in
this modern,
tough guy gladiatorial game that you get a week off. But the fact is he doesn't get a week off except he's got so many priors.
I get that.
Well, that's the point.
I get that. What I'm saying is the whole match review committee and the judiciary system should be blown up, put a bomb under it, right? And what you do is it's like the old days when Gordy played, okay? And you get charged with something, you go down to headquarters, they look at the charge, they go 2 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it is.
That just
forget
changes.
Loading, carryovers, degrees of difficulty, divided by the square root of 369, throw it all out the window.
No, you're
it's
wrong.
It's too hard.
No, you're wrong.
60. It's too complicated.
Unfortunately, for older blokes like me, you sit there and you remember when you used to turn up to the judiciary.
Why can't we do that anymore?
Because a bloke will walk out with 2 weeks, and then 3 weeks later, another bloke will do what most people think is the same offence, and he'll walk out with 8 weeks. And what will happen is everyone will go, well, hang on, 2 weeks, 8 weeks. And the same argument you're arguing now about inconsistency applies because you've always got human error.
Paul, it's the same now anyway. How did Sam Burgess decapitate Matt Moylan and get no weeks? How did that happen?
Because that's the incompetency of match review panel.
Because the whole thing...
That's the incompetency of the panel, though. I don't disagree with that. I think they are so off with their actual application of the gradings. That's an issue.
But we've made it too complicated. It's too complex, Paul. It is. That's why we're having so many arguments about all the ridiculous decisions that are coming out of there.
Can I
say
something?
And the match review committee.
We haven't made it too hard because Sam Burgess went into that game the other night knowing, under the current judicial system, knowing that if he did anything that was a contrary conduct like he got charged with,
he was going to go.
He was going to go. Yeah. So knowing that...
So you reckon he did it on purpose?
He was red line.
So now he's got no carryover points.
Like he went back on his provisional license for a while.
He was redlining. He was redlining, Sammy. He had a little bit of the mist in
the system works.
The system has to stay the system.
The system works, except for the fact there is human error within the system. Now, changing the system does not change the potential for human error. And in fact, we brought in this system to try to eliminate human error as much as possible.
You've been blowing up about the system
because
all year.
Of the human error.
Now defending
because
the system.
I don't agree with the way they apply their charges. That's my issue. But
is it the same person, Paul? Hold on. So back when I used to go, there'd be say five different players, and some couldn't turn up. So it was like a lottery that you were trying to get.
That's at
you
the,
know, like a Rossi Arliff or like judiciary. A dirty player or someone. So you tried to get someone that was like, and you go, okay, well, I played against this guy. They know, you know, like Ian Roberts or whatever.
I tell you a big problem.
It's still like that.
I tell you where the problem is in the judiciary is the people on the match review committee.
Yeah.
Okay, are former players.
Yep.
Okay, who and to be respectful. Don't always understand the rules. Okay? So that's why you
get... I don't know
get,
if they don't understand.
The rules
hang on, they overcomplicate
no,
the rules.
They were brought in to understand and apply the rules according to a player's point of view, which is the wrong way to go. You need officials in there who are experts on the rules, who can actually look at the rule interpretation, and they are more consistent in their application. The ex-players
sit there... I think they need a balance of
both.
And
depending on the player who reviews the game, though, they look at it different ways because... Gordon, you look at the game different from how Brett Finch would look at a game.
Yeah, but
okay?
Hang on,
you've got to be protected at all costs.
Michael Buettner's
time
might be short the way it's all going.
But Michael Buettner is the head of the match review committee, so he oversees all of the games, doesn't he? Like he looks at, they'll have other people involved in looking at the incidents as well, but he's the head of the match review committee.
Yeah, he oversees everything. Graham Anderson has already indicated at the end of this season they'll look at the whole match review committee process and go through a bit of a revamp. And they desperately need to do it because I don't think we're being tough enough overall. on players.
I'd love to be on that.
And you look and you talk about Tapau
get Gordy and get Greg McCallum on it.
Like you look at players that just knock when you're knocking a planet clean out, you should be looking at more than a week.
Yeah. You should.
I got a mate, Dave Murphy. He's a tragic Parramatta supporter, and he was talking, oh, that's rubbish getting sent off. He's, you know, like this 10 in the bin. I said, you should be allowed to take the ball up in our game. It's tough enough, as we all spoke about earlier, that you can run as hard as you can, and you expect that guy to bend his back and hit you somewhere around the rib cage, like in the old-fashioned days. The toughest, well, one of the toughest guys I've ever played against is Les Davison. He aimed for your rib cage, and you know why? Because it hurt the most.
Right? Yeah, but,
and you get these guys now, you're like tackling out, but you should be allowed that, or think that when you're taking up a hit up and you're going flat out, that the bloke opposite you is not going to swing and hit you in the head. Because that's the damage there. I used to love them try to hit me around the body because you've got your elbows and you're moving and the ball and you've got a bit of a bump on you, but you can't bump with your chin because you get knocked out.
Where we've got ourselves in a problem these days is, Gordon, as you alluded to earlier, in earlier days you were taught to hit across the sponsors, which is below your nipple line or about your nipple line, right, for men. So it's slowly. Maroon, can you calm down, please?
Yeah, because they're around your waist.
Actually, look at you. You're starting to take your shorts off already. Anyway, but that's how you're taught to tackle. But the modern game, you're taught to tackle high and you're taught to aim at the ball and lock the ball up, okay? But second to that, and this is the bit that the game has not acknowledged, is that when players tackle these days, to gain momentum through their shoulder, they swing the arm. Now, in the earlier days, you drove with the shoulder, hit the shoulder first, and then wrap the arms. Now, to get momentum through the tackle and increase the momentum, is you swing the arm, which then gets the shoulder, as well as your body going forward, gets your shoulder driving forward. So when it goes wrong by only 2 inches, and you're suddenly too high, you're getting whacked in the face because you're aiming higher, and suddenly the arm's swinging as well. And that's why we're getting so many concussions in the game that we didn't used to get because of the tackling style. But it's very okay.
So how do you get it out?
I don't know how you get it out.
Well, the coach as well, the guys that do go hard, and you have to sit them down a long time. And then the coaches will go, mate, we got to get that out of your game.
The only way you do get it out of the game is you start, exactly as you said, you start sitting them down. So rather than a 1 week or a 2 week penalty, they're looking at 8 weeks and 9 weeks, which is going to sound draconian. Everyone's going to go, mate, you're kidding. But once you come in and you recalibrate the judicial system, so the grade one careless eye tackles,
so
not
now
just
you do
a
want
fine,
to shake the judiciary system up,
but. But you are a wood duck.
We got him, yes.
No, you're not.
Why?
Don't go to insults, Paul, this
said,
early.
There's
keep
nothing wrong
calm
with the system, and now you're saying we've got to change the system.
Words, Paul, use your words.
I have said.
Piss or get off the pot, mate. Come on.
I have said that the problem was the application of the rules. But too many players were being graded with grade ones and grade twos when we had. See, this is the part that morons like you can't understand, right?
This week's moron.
Because we have grade one careless, grade two careless, grade three careless, grade one reckless, grade two reckless, grade three
reckless. Which is my point. It's too complicated.
It's not too complicated.
It is.
When was the last time then you saw anyone charged with grade three reckless?
Can't remember.
When did you last see someone
with
grade one deliberate?
I can't recall who it was. We've seen people referred. Burgess was referred not that long ago, George.
But
the eye gouge.
But that's an eye gouge. I'm talking about high tackles. When do we see anyone? They are always in the careless range.
So why do we have reckless then?
Because they should be applying it, but they don't have the balls to do it. And that's
my point. But doesn't reckless mean that you deliberately did it?
The system is there to... The system... Reckless... No, deliberately means deliberately. Because there's grade one, two, and three. Deliberate high tackles. Reckless means there's a degree of recklessness, but you didn't actually intend to do it.
Right.
But you should have been more careful. Careless essentially means you were fatigued, you were lazy, you threw out an arm, that sort of thing. But we're seeing blokes like Marty Tapau come in a copybook tackle that he's missed by 2 inches, that is reckless, bordering on intentional, and that's what he should be charged with.
It's
and that's,
Chinese algebra,
no, it's
all
not.
Up, four
it's
unit
not.
Arithmetic. It's too complicated. Simplify it, and in the case of Marty Tapau, come in, front the judiciary, 3-4 weeks, bang, done. Problem solved.
And to get it all out of game on Friday night, there was a lot, you know, you got the two traditional clubs going head-to-head. The best tackle of the game was Cameron Murray, the last one, when he hit him underneath the rib cage and he dropped the football. That's the tackle. Cook against Oates a couple of weeks ago, try score. If he goes up high, right, he misses it. They're the tackles that you want. right underneath the ribcage.
All right, boys, 1-3-3-5-3. Let's go to Camden in Sydney. Tim, you've got it. The stage is yours, mate. What did you want to say?
Yeah, g'day, fellas. How are we going?
Fantastic.
I just want to argue against Kenty. He's arguing that there's nothing...
Careful, wrong. Mate. He'll call you a moron.
Yeah, I can handle that. he's arguing that there's nothing wrong with the system, but it's all to do with the grading. But the grading is part of that whole system. So the whole thing has to be revamped to make it work.
But, Tim... Within the system, and you talk about any system you talk about, okay, whether you want to do it Hoops' way where you get immediately referred to the judiciary as it used to be, and as I'm old enough to remember attending and seeing the inconsistencies when it was applied that way, you can't factor in human error. So tell me a system that's going to safeguard us against human error that you'd like to hear.
It doesn't matter. The current system is worse than the old system.
Tim. You can't tell me it doesn't matter, because if you want to change the system, tell me what system you want to go to that's better.
Paul, human error.
No, tell me. I'm here to hear. Tell me what's better.
The old system is much better than the new system.
Why?
Because there's so many irregularities with the current system now.
Tim, can I ask respectfully, how old are you?
I'm 52.
Okay, so you remember when the Broncos came down and a player would get knocked out and everyone used to accuse it of being an origin conspiracy. Sometimes you would have people turn up to the judiciary and you had no idea what they were facing. And there was always a blower. Now we get the blow up before they get charged, or after they get charged, or before they've pleaded. Back then we just got it after they walked out of the judiciary that night. We all did that.
The current system, though, there's barristers, there's solicitors of all different types that are defending these players these days, because it's a high-stakes game these days.
Well, Tim,
and
you know,
there's much more money involved in that.
Okay, and you know the beauty of today's game is if you don't agree with the judiciary system, you can go there and fight it and do it exactly how you like. So these players can cop the system that they want now. They can cop the early plea, or if they don't like it, they can do it. They can do it the old-fashioned way, and they can say, "No, I'm going to roll my luck here, and I'm going to turn up at the judiciary, and I'm going
to
fight it."
Thank you, Tim. Thank you for your call. We've got a few more there to get to. What this is? Geez, you've fired everyone up here, Paul.
Just before we do that, Maroon, just a little bit of news. So, as Kenty alluded to earlier, Hudson Young has been referred straight to the judiciary.
Okay, Hudson Young has been referred to the judiciary. We'll talk more about that in the course of the afternoon. 1-3-3-5-3. Mark's in Richmond. He's fired up as well. What did you want to say, Mark?
Yeah, mate. Look, Paul, just a moment ago, first of all, the problem is not with the gradings and the rules and all that sort of stuff. The problem is that the average fan has got is how they go about deciding who to charge. Now, you went off a moment ago about bloody Sam Burgess. Now, in the last few weeks, I don't know if you saw it on the weekend, there's social media pictures of Melbourne Storm blokes pulling guys' hair, nothing done. Burgess gets cited. There's Boyd Cordner, the clean skin, who lays out Adam Reynolds with an elbow on the weekend. Nothing gets done. But Burgess did the same thing last year and gets suspended. These are the inconsistencies. We don't care about the grade ones and grade twos and 6 weeks and 2 weeks. Just start charging the blokes who should be charged.
Mark, I agree with you. I agree with you. My argument is the system, when it's applied fairly, works. Your argument is that it's not being applied fairly. I don't disagree with that. I don't endorse every decision they've made, every charge they've made. I disagree with a lot of the way they've charged players. I agree totally with what you're saying. My argument is that the system, when it's applied, works. If you want to change the system, all we are doing, because of the human error right now that you are referring to, all we are doing is changing where we argue along the point. We will, instead of arguing before they affront the judiciary, we'll be arguing after they've gone to the judiciary and they've walked out. I agree with what you're saying. I think
it's not human error, Paul.
What is it then?
It's not human error. Well, it's quite a deliberate campaign against Burgess.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
You just ripped into him.
Why is there a campaign there?
Hang on. You just ripped into him. Right, and said he deserved it because he knew the rules before he went on the field. If you wanted to sort out the judiciary problems, instead of carrying on like that, what you should have been saying is that guy did not deserve to be charged because no one else does get charged for those things.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
Why are they abusing the system?
Mark, I don't disagree with that.
Then, mate. You don't highlight it. You're ripping the Burgess.
I got the bald head set each side of me arguing that way.
Mate, you're ripped into Burgess and you won't address the issue. Mark, you charged for something other blokes.
Mark, I hopped into Cameron Smith in Melbourne the other day. And everyone came like Indians over the hill after me. All right. The fact is, I've not shied away from this. I'm happy to talk about this. I think it goes on and on and on. I think some teams do get away with it more than others. I think there is inconsistency, but it is all human error. And we've already had Graham Annesley promise at the end of the year the match review committee will be looked at the way they go with things. So your campaign, it's not a campaign against Burgess.
Good on you, Mark. Thank you for your call. 133353. That's a great call. You don't have to agree with the boys. If you want to get up, you just call up. That's good stuff, Mark.
Yeah,
good
call.
He's your neighbour, isn't he?
No, he's not my neighbour. He's not my neighbour.
He just texted him before he called up.
It's good stimulating debate. We've just had...
We'll get some more on that.
Okay, 133353. Let's get another one on here because Josh is in Leichhardt. By the way, Farah officially ruled out from the game, which we all expected anyway this afternoon. Josh is in Leichhardt. What did you want to say, Josh?
Oh, g'day, fellas. Look, I want to preface my conversation by saying I'm a Shark supporter, so I don't often agree with Paul Kent, but today I do, especially in relation to the comment about Burgess, and I'm not sure why Hoops doesn't get it, about the carryover points and all that sort of stuff. That system, to me, makes perfect sense. You get a bloke like Sam Burgess, niggle, smash Moylan, niggle, it all builds up, and eventually, for doing something stupid like pulling someone's hair, he gets a game. Well, he deserves it. He should know better. He's let his team down. He's let his club down.
Josh, I get it. My argument isn't that I don't get it. My argument is that we have had so many arguments, disagreements, ridiculous blow-ups about all the charges, not just in relation to Sam. Sam should have been suspended when he decapitated Matt Moylan. I'm not trying to against that for one minute, right? I'm saying the whole system needs a bomb under it and needs to be blown up because we have had so many inconsistencies, irregularities, and ridiculous calls over the course of the entire season. We've got to try and do something to fix it. We need a circuit breaker.
You're not saying too much different in that regard to what Kenty's saying. As I read it.
No, that was my argument with Paul before he called me a moron.
Yeah, well, the fact I called you is that because that's what I was arguing and you couldn't understand it.
I could understand it.
Josh, thank you for your call too.
I could understand, it's just that you were trying to argue the other way only a couple of moments earlier.
Good stimulating debate right there.
Hard to believe Paul woke up really happy today.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. We're going to get him up. We're going to get him a happy meal for lunch anyway. Let's go to Hinchinbrook now. Mark, 133353, you get the final say here, mate. Go for your life, son.
Well, I think they're both right. The bottom line is the judiciary system's absolutely stuffed. Like, why do Paul Kent? If you've got reckless in there, have the balls to use it. They ain't got the balls to use it. I'll put it on report and I'll let someone else make a decision. It's a load of crap, right? When Gordon Tallis played, and I'll go back well before that, right? If you deliberately hit a bloke in the head, and believe me, 16 times, and I know we're saying, oh, we're picking on Sam Burgess, I'm sorry, 16 goes he's had at it. You're doing something wrong. Mm. You're doing it deliberately. He hit more than he cleaned him up. Deliberately, right? Or recklessly, if you want to use that word. And they go to the judiciary and they get, now you've got all these legal people and bio sports science. They're not rugby league people.
Yeah, not only that, Mark, you've got people in the judiciary system that don't actually understand the application of the rules. And that's where I think you need referees involved in there, or former referees who certainly know the way the rules should be applied.
Well, unfortunately, the referees we've got at the moment, they're not real good at knowing the rules either. They don't know what a knock-on is.
Yeah, that's true. But
They do not know what a knock-on is. The last time I looked on the rule book said if you drop the ball towards the opponent's goal line, it's a knock-on.
Good. All right.
I've seen four knock-ons the last week where a bloke has been facing his own try line, dropped the ball, and they call it a knock-on.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Another issue entirely, but good on you, Mark. Thank you for your call. We take your point as well, and thanks to all our callers on 133353.
What do they call when this all lights up?
Oh, they say the
Christmas tree?
Yes, the switchboard jam. They used to say in the old days.
I won that 3-2, didn't I?
Sorry, mate?
I won that 3-2.
Well, we've got on the side. on the tweet here, Triple M underscore
NRL. You and Mark went in the golden point. I don't know whether you could kick a field goal or not.
I don't know. Anyway,
that was good.
It was good stuff and lots and lots of calls to lots and lots of complaints about you saying nipples, but that's okay. We'll let that one go through to the keeper for today.